Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show. When I say Ambassador Rooney, first thing you think of is the late Ambassador Dan Rooney, who was our ambassador to Ireland. But there is an Ambassador Francis Rooney, and Ambassador Rooney has served the United States ambassador to the Holy See, appointed by George W. Bush, and wrote a book about the experience, the U.S. Holy See, and the relationship, the book titled The Global Vatican. And we have Ambassador Francis Rooney with us this morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Thanks for having me on.
The obvious question is, are you related in any way to the late Ambassador Dan Rooney? And have you been asked this question before?
I've been asked before, but I don't know. I don't think that I am. I've never seen any connection with the Pittsburgh Roonies, although I did serve in Congress with Tom.
Where did you grow up?
Oklahoma.
And how long were you ambassador to the Vatican, the Holy See?
3 years.
That must have been an extraordinary experience. We don't hear much about that here in the States, as you know. But obviously, that's a vital link, especially since now we have an American, the first American pope.
Yeah, who I've known for 30 years.
You've known him for 30 years?
Yeah. He became head of the Midwest Augustinians in the late 90s when our children were at a Augustinian school in Tulsa. And he came down to the board meetings every month, and I was on the board. So we saw him every month for several years, and then he moved to Rome in 2002, or maybe three, to become head of all of the Augustinian order in the world, and we went over and saw him, took the kids, whatnot. And then 2005, we moved to Rome ourselves, so we saw who we used to call Father Bob a lot for years.
What were your thoughts when he became Pope Leo the 14th?
Super excited. I think he will be a fantastic pope. First of all, it's so refreshing to have an American after a couple thousand years of European and particularly Italian dominance. I thought for sure the Italians would want to get the football back in their stadium after three non-Italian popes. You know, 82% of all popes have been Italian. And most of the ones that weren't were in the early years were from the Holy Land. And so it was great to see that Pope Leo could get the votes to win. I know why that the election took the way turn it took, but you know,
it's a fascinating process. Did you see the movie Conclave?
Oh yeah, you know they got the clothes right. That's about
that's
it.
That's it. It stops there for you. Obviously, this is an Academy Award level feature film about the process of electing a new pope, and this was made prior to knowing that they would be indeed going through that process for real. And in this case,
timing couldn't have been better, could it?
Yeah, it all worked out for them. So in the Global Vatican, what do you want people to know about the relationship?
Well, there's a few key points that I was trying to make. I hope I did. First of all, that the United States and the Holy See share a lot of common principles and values that draw us together to make the world a better place. We're the only two institutions in the world, state institutions, that have human rights and human dignity in our statement of foreign policy goals and objectives. And we are the people that invented the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And freedom of religion distinguishes us from most other countries. And those are important values to the Holy See as well. The other thing is that the role the Holy See can play in the world as a non-hegemonic power. They don't have any property. They don't have any oil, farmland, et cetera. They can exert an influence in the world that is purely based on principle. And that's a real opportunity for the United States to leverage our common principles for them to say some things that can have more impact than maybe we can ourselves.
So, Ambassador, we're with Ambassador Francis Rooney, who has served our country 3 years at the Vatican. I'm curious, what impact does having an American pope potentially have for this country?
Well, I think it'll be very inspiring to American Catholics, particularly younger ones, since Pope Leo is a fairly young pope, and that would be very good. I think he'll continue a lot of things that Pope Francis espoused that the young people support, I think, like protecting at-risk people, marginalized people. And I think it'll also be really good for the church in Latin America, which has suffered great declines. Ironically, great declines under Pope Francis, who was a liberation theologist. Pope Leo will be able to inspire people to return to the Catholic faith who have left to become evangelicals. Six countries in Latin America do not have a Catholic majority anymore.
And we just talked to our local bishop last week about a seeming return to the church from college age young people, which was encouraging.
I've mentioned that. It is. And I think that the Pope's election will stimulate that even more. He speaks clearly. He speaks like an American. I think people can understand what he's trying to say, and his message will resonate perhaps better than a more obtuse European viewpoint.
The Global Vatican, Ambassador Francis Rooney, appreciate your time this morning. Fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.